Last week, I shared some marketing mistakes I've made in the past, and it went down so well that I thought I'd extend it to sharing some hacks for content ideas. Let's face it, as much as things like email marketing can be a great way of reaching your audience without constantly creating loads of content, places like social media are still really effective for building your audience and for staying top of mind and getting to know people. Not to mention, it's a great way of building your email list too. But thinking of constant content ideas for places like social media is tough. So today I'm going to share ways to get content ideas fast, ones that are really targeted so you're not publishing for the sake of it. Welcome to the Upgrade Your Education Business podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm so pleased you're here. As an education business owner myself and a former teacher, I understand the nuances that only apply to us. So in this podcast, I share fluff-free, tailored and actionable ideas that you can mould to suit your needs. If you'd like to take this conversation further, please do reach out. I would love to meet you. And finally, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review. That way, you'll be helping me help more people. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy. I publish on multiple social media channels every week, not to mention this podcast as well. And actually, the way I publish is often between 4 to 6 times a week. And I do it because I make sales through them. So believe me when I say that I have a lot of content hacks under my belt. Now, I am going to share ways to come up with content ideas really easily today, but if you don't have the headspace or time to implement them fully, I do have a couple of things that will fast track it for you. Firstly, if you're a masterminder, if you go to the Content That Converts category, you'll see a very practical guided session on creating content for social media fast. I'll guide you through it and you'll be able to rinse and repeat the method over and over again. Now, if you're not a mastermind, or even if you are, because you get a discount on this, I also have 100 content prompts, divided into 50 for making connections with your audience and 50 for making sales. Each one has a first line starter, ideas for the rest of your content, and suggested calls to action, as well as explainer videos. It's just £47 for lifetime access, so you buy it once and you have lifetime access. So if you want, you can grab that now by heading to the show notes where I've provided the link. Remember, if you are in the mastermind, make sure you log in for your discount or drop me a message and I'll send you the link. Now, the content prompts will help you with the writing, but these 5 tips will help you know exactly what to write about, and it will help you have those continual ideas in your back pocket for those times where inspiration just isn't hitting you. So the first hack is to circle around what you want to be known for. I've mentioned it before and I'll mention it again, but to really make sales through your content and connections, you need to connect with the right people, the people who you're ideal for. And the way to do that is to be really clear about what you need to communicate, not what you want to communicate, but what you need to communicate. So this is my first tip, to define exactly what you want to be known for and to circle around that. So as an English tutor who supports exam students, I want my audience to know that I'm an expert in those exams. And since my style of teaching is built on the ethos that confidence and results are intrinsically linked, I also want to be known for the kind of educator who really helps students with building confidence. So with that in mind, I need to think of how I can prove these to my audience, and this is what generates those targeted content ideas. If I think of value-based posts, I can give my audience quick wins based on exam techniques. I can give them exam result boosters. I can create content tackling common confidence-based challenges and limiting beliefs. And for sales-based posts, I can share snippets from my lessons so people can visualize working with me. Testimonials that specifically show these elements. You get the picture. So start by clarifying what your audience need to know about you to feel confident that you're the perfect person for them, or what they need to know to understand how your offer will solve their problems, and circle your content around proving it. When you couple this with my 100 content prompts, you have your sentence starters and you can mold the main body and call to action around what applies to you and your business. Another way to come up with content ideas, especially the kind that really helps people get to know you, is to make little notes about quirky or interesting things happening in your day or week. I was actually going to talk about the value in saving content from other niches for this second tip, but I spoke about it last week, so I wanted to give you something a little different. Now, this kind of content, the storytelling style, is one of the hardest ones to master, but I'll see what I can do to make it easier for you. If you're a masterminder, I have a 90-minute training session on this in the Content That Converts section, and you'll generate loads of ideas in the process, as well as having a go at writing this style of content based on my guide. Now, this style has so many options, so the best way I can describe how to do it is by talking you through a worked example. Let's take my day today. It's a Thursday, and actually after a very busy Monday to Wednesday with mentoring meetings and tuition, I decided to block today out in my diary. I could use that to talk to you, my education business audience, about how it took me 7 years to give myself permission to do this. How after leaving teaching, if I wasn't working all the time, something felt off. And how as a new business, the mindset of always needing to say yes to clients felt like the safest thing to do. I could talk about how I have built a business that gives me flexibility without compromising my income. And my calls to actions could be to drop me a message if you'd like to do the same. See how I took a typically mundane element of my day to turn it into the kind of content that shows people what they need to know to feel confident to work with me. You can do that with almost anything. It just takes some practice. So if you feel a bit lost with it, start by looking around you at people who write this kind of content. They don't have to be in your niche. They can be in any industry. In fact, copywriters can be great people to follow, to see examples of it. Now, as you're observing, save some really good posts where you see this in action and just use it as a rough guide to have a go at starting to write your own. Don't focus on how much engagement you get if you're just learning how to master this style. See it as practice, because soon enough, you'll have developed your own voice and style, and coming up with these ideas will be as fast as it was for me to make up that example on the spot. And you can use this in email marketing or blogging as well, not just social media. In fact, you can apply everything I'm sharing today to different kinds of content. Right, tip number 3 is to repurpose your content. You've heard this before and I've talked about it before, but today I'm going to give you some extra tips that I haven't shared just so that you can really use this hack to get more mileage out of your ideas. Now, repurposing isn't the same as cross-posting. Cross-posting is when you post the same material in multiple places, but repurposing is when you present the same idea in different ways. This is probably one of the biggest time savers and is a way to make your content so effective. Because think back to my first tip, where I asked you to clarify what you want to be known for. You can only get known for something if you consistently repeat the same messages, so this tip really feeds into that. Let me show you a really quick example. Earlier, I gave you the storytelling example of how today I've given myself a client-free day, and I used that to show how I've built a business that gives me the kind of life I want. This time, I could repurpose that same concept to talk about the importance of giving yourself permission to take time off. I could, on another occasion, reframe it again and create a piece of content designed to start a conversation where I asked my audience how often they give themselves a day off or whether they find that really hard as a business owner. So that's an example where you can take one idea and create multiple pieces of content around it. But another way of repurposing is to create some kind of system where you cycle through past content. So you could create a system where, let's say you have a blog and you write content on social media as well, you could take last month's blog posts and use them for inspiration for the following month's social media content. Now, of course, that really leans into creating evergreen content, which is content that you can use anytime rather than talking about things that are currently happening. What I do is I schedule my evergreen content in advance and I leave gaps for when I want to talk about what's currently happening in the mastermind, let's say. And it just means that it gives me a massive head start with being able to sustain publishing so frequently on multiple platforms. It's also worth noting that if you do take a systematic approach to repurposing, it also makes it really easy to delegate it in the future. For instance, if you were to hire a virtual assistant to help you with scheduling, but you want to maintain your own ideas and maintain your voice. So when you're thinking of repurposing, get creative about how you approach it. As I showed you, you can take one idea and come at it from different angles. You can take other pieces of content and repackage those. You can even take longer pieces of content like blog posts or podcast episodes or video content and break them up into smaller pieces of content for other platforms. I know there are more ideas for repurposing that I haven't covered, but these should really help you get going. Now, my next tip is to take inspiration from everywhere. You'd be surprised at how many places can give you seeds of content ideas. For instance, if I'm sometimes watching a film or reading a book and a character says a line which I think's quite clever or it's just a clever use of language, I just make a note of it. I don't necessarily have a content idea for it. It's just a swipe file of little phrases that I like or little ideas that I like. And it's another place that I dip into when I'm writing content. I'll give you an instance when I did this. I was reading a book, and I can't remember which one, but it was fiction, and one of the characters talked about how they had made a heart-shaped decision. And I really loved that phrase, so I wrote it down in my notes app. And at some point later, probably months later, I really can't remember when, I posted something on Instagram, and my opening line was how I had made a heart-shaped decision, and then, you know, I talked about something related to my business. It was just a nice little phrase that gave me a starting point for an idea. And these bits of inspiration really are all around you. You might be listening to this podcast and maybe there was a tiny phrase that I might have said that you quite liked. Make a note of it and use it to just start your own content idea. I mean, this is a really practical podcast episode, so I'm not sure if I've used any of the kind of language that might be interesting. But who knows, maybe you've picked up on something that you liked. The point is that when you start thinking like this, you start doing it unconsciously. I have gone for a walk before and passed an advert on a bus stop, and it's given me a little burst of an idea that I've quickly made a note of, and then I've just carried on with my walk. But it's about just creating a bank that you can dip into as and when you need. So I really hope these ideas have just given you some ways to cover yourself for really targeted pieces of content, but where you can get creative as well. Because the thing is that when you start being really focused with your content, when you develop your own voice, and when you have exciting ideas, you actually start enjoying creating it. So thank you as always for spending your time with me, and I'll be with you on Wednesday for a little burst of business inspiration. Would you like to take this discussion further? Perhaps you have some questions or you'd like more ideas on tailoring your business. If so, book a free discovery call through the link in the show notes.